Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Wednesday, June 24th, and today I want to talk about the potential downside of making it your goal, of creating the identity of being a hard worker. Now you may be thinking, what are you talking about, Skip? Working hard is the foundation to success. You got to work hard. I understand that. I want to believe that I'm a hard worker too. I just want you to think about if you make your identity, who you are, what you're all about, your major goal to be a hard worker, the challenge that might create in getting the actual results that you want in life. Everything you do, whether you work hard, whether you work not so hard or somewhere in between, really, the reason why you're working is really to produce the results, to achieve the goal that you want. So really, how hard you work really should be only part of something you should consider when you think about it. Here's the challenge. I talk to guys who have been working hard their entire lives, and their challenge is that they've done all this hard work. They've had the right mindset. They've been disciplined. And they can't figure out why they're not getting the results in life that they really want. And they see people all around them and they come to the conclusion that they're more successful. They seem happier in life. And they don't work nearly as hard as I do. I'll tell you something, that what we can achieve, really such a mindset, and that's what I want to always talk about and get you to think about during these videos. And sometimes just a little slight shift in the way we think changes our course of action and makes a massive difference in the results that we produce. Sometimes when you set up a structured plan and then you work hard and you get better and better at it, you know what is going to happen, you know what's expected, you can put more and more and more effort into your plan, there's a bit of you that gets a little bit satisfied. That, you know what, I'm working hard, I know I'm working hard, that I can control that. Sometimes your success in life, you can't totally control it as much as you would like, especially those situations that involve other people. Sometimes you have to be more elegant in your approach. Maybe not just pushing hard, controlling you versus you. There's less emphasis on that and more about how influential and persuasive and selling your points of view to other people. And then guess what? You get all these results and you don't work as hard. When you just keep on working hard and you're satisfied and you don't get the results, at least you can say, well, I worked hard. And what that does is that curbs your appetite. It curbs your appetite to really get the success that you want in life. Because you know what? Hey, I'm going to settle for this life. You can't get everything you want. It's not in God's plan. I hear it all. Right? But at least I know I work hard. And it takes that pressure off of yourself to say, maybe working harder isn't the answer. Maybe being more effective and efficient in my approach, maybe being more mentally and emotionally flexible, maybe using all these resources that I have available to me, like the help of other people, maybe I should start exploring those opportunities and how I can make better use of those. Right? You don't want to get satisfied. You don't want to curb your appetite. You don't want to deaden your drive just because you checked off the box. You lived up to this identity that you created for yourself to be a hard worker. And I see that all the time in the bodybuilding and fitness world. I see guys who are not happy with their level of success, the physique that they've achieved. But they find comfort in the fact that nobody outworks them. They work hard. And, you know, sometimes maybe working not so hard, but trying something else can get you what I think you're there for, and that's to have that body that you want, that results, right? But you're not going to keep on pushing to find that combination to the lock, so to speak, those missing pieces to the puzzle and get the results if you're satisfied with being a hard worker. Hey, if you've been a hard worker, and you're not getting the results in life that you want, and you want some guidance, ask me a question. Send your question to skip@skiplacour.com. If I find that I can help you, and your question is so awesome that it can help men all around the world, and I use it for one of these videos that I produce every single day, I'm going to follow up the question that you submitted to me after answering on a video like this one. I'm going to follow up with an actual phone call to you so we can talk one-on-one and I can learn more about your specific situation and maybe give you some perspective and objectivity that's unique to you that helps you break through and finally get those results that you really want. If you're working hard and you don't have a way to pace yourself, am I working hard? Well, I think I am. I think I'm working efficiently. And a lot of you guys are leaders. I mean, you're the person that people go to for guidance. So you don't have that yourself. You know, I want you to check out my members only website where I plan and organize my day. I set goals daily, weekly, monthly goals. I evaluate my day. You know, if you've respected what I've done over the years and you want to see how I break it down, for the most committed people, I open up my life to that. So if you go to the website, Skip LaCour Members, that's Skip LaCour Members, you can check that out and get inside my inner circle. And maybe if you're working hard and not getting the results that you want, maybe you and I, we can connect on a deeper level so you can produce those results that you really want. Have a great day.